Now we are in the second chapter of the Epistle to the Philippians, verse 12. And we have seen the pattern here for Christian living. And that's given to us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now that mind is not a mind that you imitate. We'll never be like him by imitating. It's only by impartation. And that means the Spirit of God must do it, because the thing that characterized the life of our Lord was humiliation. He humbled himself. And he came down to this earth, and he took our place. Now, you and I can't imitate him, but the Spirit of God can produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, and one of the fruits is meekness, and that would be the mind of Christ. Now we're going to see the mind of Christ as it walked down Roman roads, as it lived in Roman homes and was in a Roman jail. We're going to see the mind of Paul. We're going to see the mind of Timothy. And we're going to see the mind of Epaphroditus, who was the pastor of the church in Philippi. And in that pagan heathen empire, here are three men that exhibited the mind of Christ. And they're just three of 3 million. There was every bit of that at this time. And by the time you get to 100 A.D., that had been multiplied several times over. Now will you notice? Verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And frankly, salvation here, I think, is used in a general sense, that he's talking about working out their problems that they have in the church, working out their own Christian life. He's not there to help them, and he's not sure he's going to ever be there again. He's in a Roman prison. So Paul says to them here, in a very wonderful way, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." A little girl was in church with her mother when the preacher read this verse in the passage of Scripture. Here he was reading. And when he read this verse, the little girl said in a stage whisper to her mother, she says, "Mama, you can't work out salvation unless it's first been worked in, can you?" And that's a very good question. You can't work out a salvation unless it's first been worked in. And we find here that it is God, verse 13, "It's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure," so that God works out that which he works in. If he has saved you, he saved you by faith. Faith plus nothing is salvation. We've emphasized that again and again on this program, that you can't be saved by works. God's not accepting works for salvation at all. But after you're saved, now God will talk to you about works then, and the salvation that he works in by faith is a salvation that he'll work it out also. It was Calvin that put it like this: faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. And James says, "You show me your faith without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works." You see, only God can see the heart. He knows what your true condition is, and he knows what my true condition is. He knows whether I have saving faith, whether you have saving faith. But you know, your neighbor can't see saving faith, but he can see the works of faith. Now, not works of law. James not even talking about that. He's talking about the works of faith. And saving faith, he's saying, will work itself out so your neighbor will get the impression that you're different, that you are a Christian. Now, you wouldn't have to wear a placard around. As we read a little note the other day, the statement was made, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? It's a good question. Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Well, Paul is talking now about that faith that's going to work itself out in the lives of the Philippians. Now he says here in verse 14, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Don't accept an office in the church or teach a Sunday school class if you have to grumble about doing it. That absolutely wrecks more Christian work today than anything else. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Be like a light. And the Lord Jesus said that you're the light of the world. You and I look up at night and we see stars. God looks down at this earth, and it's spiritually dark, and he sees stars, those that are his, that are down here, that are light in the world. And he says now, holding forth the word of life, not light, but light and life are related, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. In other words, Paul says, I rejoice when I hear that your faith is manifested in good works.